Back in the day, this used to be Japan's pride and joy, its electronics industry, making televisions, video cameras, laptop computers. Keep in mind, many would argue that before Apple took over, it was actually Sony that was the king of all things cool.
When I hear the wind.
The Walkmen are gone, but you can still get a Sony Discman for about $45 US. But it is very tough times for these once corporate giants here in Japan, and 2012 will be a year that they'd like to erase from their memories. Sony and Panasonic, once industry leaders, saw their ratings cut to junk status by one ratings agency in November. Sony shares have fallen about 33% this year, but the company is now betting its stock on a new CEO.
By overcoming the difficulties Sony faces and accomplishing the reforms, we as a representative of Japanese companies would like to play a part in increasing the presence of Japan in global competition.
Panasonic shares are down about 25%. And then there's Sharp, which has been one of Japan's worst performing stocks over the last 12 months. But it has clawed its way back of late on reports that it may work with Apple on Apple TV. A bit of irony, perhaps, as Apple is, of course, the company that many point to as the one that knocked these Japanese corporates off their perch. When you add it all up for Sony, Panasonic, and Sharp, according to one report this year from The Economist magazine, those three companies lost more money in the last 5 years, about $44 billion, than they saw in profits over the last 20 years. Clearly, we'll be watching in 2013. Alex Zolbert, CNN, Tokyo.